WDIY presents a special news feature. As the United States passes 500,000 deaths and 13 months since the first COVID-19 case was discovered in the country, health experts widely agree that the rollout of vaccines such as those produced by Pfizer and Moderna will play a critical role in stopping the pandemic. According to the CDC and Pennsylvania Department of Health, as of mid-February, over 57.7 million first and second doses of COVID-19 vaccines had been administered nationwide, with over 1.8 million going to Pennsylvanians. And experts emphasize that the vaccines are both safe and effective. As additional doses are ordered and more vaccines apply for emergency authorization, how have the rollouts progressed on a local level? For WDIY News, Sarit Lashinsky reporting. WDIY reached out to two local health organizations who are on the ground helping to get vaccines into arms to provide an update on the status of COVID-19 immunizations in the Lehigh Valley. To begin, I'm pleased to welcome Vicki Kistler. She is the director of the Allentown Health Bureau. Welcome to WDIY, Vicki.
Thank you.
To date, can you give an estimate to the number of vaccines the Allentown Health Bureau has distributed so far?
Actually, we are close to 13,000 vaccines administered, and we now have surpassed our total of case investigations with the number of vaccinations. It's an exciting day for us.
Where is the Bureau currently distributing its vaccines?
Currently, the Allentown Health Bureau is administering vaccines at the Agriplex Complex, which is located at the Allentown Farmers Market at 1725 2 Street.
Which types of vaccines are currently being given out? Is it Pfizer, Moderna, or both?
We're administering only the Moderna vaccine at this time.
What has the community demand for vaccines looked like?
The demand for the vaccine is currently far surpassing the availability of vaccine doses. But we are slowly but surely working through the wait lists that we have and the folks that are able to schedule. And every dose of vaccine as it presents itself is given really quickly to the population that needs it.
What is the Allentown Health Bureau's current service area for vaccines?
Our priority population is Allentown City residents and Lehigh County residents. However, we will accept any resident that does not have its own local health department in Pennsylvania.
Since Pennsylvania is currently in Phase 1A of vaccinations, can you give listeners a brief overview of who is eligible in Phase 1A?
Absolutely. Phase 1A includes any individual who is 65 years of age and older, or any individual that meets the risk criteria where contracting COVID would create serious complications. So those are individuals with BMIs over 30. Those are individuals with diabetes, with cardiac issues, with breathing issues. There's an entire list of all of the medical conditions that are qualified on the CDC.gov or the PA Department of Health website. And currently, we are vaccinating all of those individuals that are 18 years of age and older because the Moderna product is 18 years of age and older if they have a comorbidity.
How do Tier 1B, 1C, and Tier 2 differ?
Actually, the further tiers are by your category of employment. The second tier that we would move to if they follow the current course of action will be 1B, which includes our first responder community, our teachers, and individuals in that long, lengthy list at the CDC website. In 1C, we move to food service workers and other individuals with contact from the public, and then it opens to the entire general public.
Do you have an idea when 1B vaccinations will begin?
We have absolutely no idea at this point when we will move to a 1B. The expansion of 1A added 3.5 million additional individuals to the Pennsylvania vaccine rollout. So we really, at this time, don't know when the supply will permit for us to move through that 1A into 1B.
As the vaccine rollout has progressed, what have been some of the main challenges that the Allentown Health Bureau has faced?
We face the issue of having far more people who want the vaccine than the number of doses available. We've faced delays and inconveniences and rescheduling due to weather. And we also now have a situation where the number of second doses needed is exceeding the number of second doses available. So some folks will be temporarily rescheduled in order to meet the demand and the time schedule for appropriate second dosing.
There have been some concerns that vaccines may not reach communities of color or the populations who have been hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about what steps the Allentown Health Bureau has taken to ensure an equitable vaccine distribution?
We have launched a 65 and over call center that's available to all of our citizens in Allentown. Our population is 60% persons of Latino origin, so we have bilingual staff and bilingual operators available. We are also reaching people through targeted outreach. We have several of our high-rises that have people of color this week coming in. So we are doing our best. I think we can do a much better job of that outreach when the vaccine becomes more readily available.
Have the vaccine demographics reflected the diverse population of the area?
No, not yet. Our population right now is predominantly our seniors that are coming through and our people who meet extreme high risk. And those folks are unfortunately struggling with the weather right now, so we do not have an adequate representation from our minority populations, but we're doing the best that we can to get as many folks in as quickly as we can.
Can you talk a little bit about the plans to scale up vaccination efforts in the future?
Currently, we are only vaccinating at about a 30% of our capacity. We could triple the number of individuals that we're putting through our same setup if we had an adequate vaccine supply. We also have plans for some outreach to folks who are homebound. We also have some plans in the future for clinics that could be held off-site if they had to be. I think that we are also very fortunate in our area to have two large hospital networks and a Bethlehem Health Bureau who are also vaccinating. So we are all coordinating together to make sure that we can reach vulnerable populations as soon as more vaccinations appear.
For people seeking more information or to register for vaccines when available, where can they go?
The best source of information for us right now, especially with weather delays, is the AllentownPA.gov website. If you visit AllentownPA.gov, all of our press releases, all of our current information, all of the call center numbers, everything is posted on the city's website in real time.
Is the vaccination hotline restricted?
The vaccine hotline is restricted to 65 and over and Lehigh County citizens only.
Is there any way for members of the general public to help out with the vaccination effort?
We do have on the city's website in the health department an Allentown Volunteer Medical Reserve Corps application. We accept both medical and non-medical volunteers after they're vetted through the system, and we would be very grateful for any vaccinators or for any individual who's interested to come and help.
And do you have any final thoughts you would like to share?
If there is anyone who is currently scheduled by any provider for a second dose at this time, they need to check the scheduling as many second doses are being moved out for 1 week so that they don't come out and find out it's been rescheduled.
Vicki Kissler is the director of the Allentown Health Bureau. Vicki, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Next, we welcome Director Kristen Wenrick of the Bethlehem Health Bureau. Kristen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Today, can you give us an estimate as to how many vaccines the Bethlehem Health Bureau has distributed?
Slightly over 11,000. I believe we're at 11,349. That's including our numbers from the clinic we ran Tuesday.
Where is the Health Bureau's vaccination site located?
Our mass vaccination clinics are at Wind Creek Event Center on the south side of Bethlehem.
How many vaccines is the Bureau regularly receiving from the state?
So there's been a little blip in that. As most people are now aware, the state is facing a severe vaccine shortage. So for the most part, we were getting the doses that we were requesting. We're seeing around anywhere from like 1,300 to 1,800 in a 3-hour to 4-hour clinic. And we're running clinics 2 to 3 days a week. So our vaccine requests have been enough to fill those appointments. Unfortunately, there have been some issues with second doses. State didn't receive enough of the allocation from the federal government to be able to fulfill all the second doses, let alone the first doses. So we're running into a shortage now, which is causing some major issues, and there'll be a little bit of a trickle effect. It won't only impact our clinics for next week, but we're thinking it will impact our clinics for the next few weeks. So fingers crossed, you'll receive somewhat of a vaccine supply, but at this point, we're still waiting to hear from the Department of Health of what that's going to look like.
What is the Bethlehem Health Bureau's service area for vaccinations?
So we're trying to focus as much as we can of our effort in Bethlehem, Lehigh, and Northampton County. But because the vaccine is purchased from the federal government, we can't necessarily restrict based on residency, but we're definitely trying to prioritize our local area as well as people who are coming from areas without health departments. We were getting inundated in the beginning when we first started running our clinics. We were getting inundated with people from areas that have health departments. So we are turning those people back to their own health departments because, again, supply is so limited that we can't possibly service our region and beyond.
In addition to the issues with ongoing shortages, what have been some of the other challenges that the Bureau has faced and overcome with the vaccine rollout?
So another challenge is the system that we're using, the registration system that the state had purchased. It's a really good base and a framework for registering people for appointments, and it connects to the state registration system for immunizations, which is nice. But we've had many, many glitches along the way. So we actually worked with a local company called UBMe to help screen people in the beginning. The system that we were using, which we're still using, but now we have another component to it, anybody could schedule for a vaccination even if they weren't qualified. People from other states were trying to register. So now we have more of a screening tool that somebody needs to go through. And then if they are eligible to receive the vaccination, then they receive a link. That link can only be used by that person, because we also ran into the issue where people were sharing links, which was causing a lot of issues. Our clinics, even though they would appear to be closed, people were still able to register for them and get in some other way. But adding this new UBMe software component to it hopefully will help fix some of those issues we were experiencing.
How is the Bethlehem Health Bureau working to ensure an equitable distribution of vaccines to communities of all backgrounds?
So what we're seeing early on, we are tracking vaccinations by race and ethnicity. So we're seeing a very low percentage of the Hispanic community that's been vaccinated, at least through our clinics. Part of that reason, again, we feel that in the beginning, probably 30 to 40% of the people coming to our clinics were from well outside the Lehigh Valley area, so they weren't necessarily representing our population. So that's since been corrected, but we are making a concerted effort to reach out to those in the Hispanic community and the African American communities. There's a group that's working together, spearheaded by the United Way. Both health departments are part of that, Allentown and Bethlehem, as well as both health networks and local community-based agencies, to first and foremost provide education and outreach to those communities, because there still are a lot of myths, and we need to make sure that they're getting factual information about the vaccine. So we're trying to, number one, educate the community that the vaccine is safe and encouraging them to receive the vaccine. And then secondly, assist them with registration. We've also talked about working with the churches and trusted members of the community as well to help encourage their members to get vaccinated.
Does the Bethlehem Health Bureau contact older individuals or people in high-risk groups to inform them of their vaccine eligibility?
Well, we've been trying to push our messaging out via methods such as working with, you know, the local media outlets, social media, of course, websites, understanding that the elderly population might not necessarily be on social media, so we're still trying to do press releases anytime something changes. We are actively working with several senior high-rise facilities in the city of Bethlehem to vaccinate on-site, just recognizing that that population may have issues with registering for appointments and also have mobility issues. So that's something that we've been actively doing throughout the month of February. We're also partnering with Meals on Wheels, so that's something that's in its early stages. We're trying to work out the logistics, but we're hoping that we can provide vaccinations to people who are participants in the Meals on Wheels program.
As the vaccine production increases, more doses get ordered. Do you have any plans in place to scale up the efforts at this time?
Absolutely. The way our mass vaccination clinics operate, we can definitely see more people than we're seeing now. Again, everything we're doing is based on our current vaccine allocation. So as we receive more supply, we can have more clinics.
How are patients informed about receiving their second dose of the vaccine?
Yeah, so anybody that comes through and gets a first dose, we automatically have the date reserved for the second dose. So right now we're doing 28 days out because we're using Moderna. So when they leave our clinic, they know the date that they need to come back, and then we send them an email with a link and they just select the time. Because of the issue right now with the second dose vaccine shortage, the state is talking about extending that time frame out beyond the 28 days with Moderna, and that's something that the FDA is allowing for, and the CDC came out and said that you can actually, for the second dose, extend it out to 42 days after the first dose.
Is there any way for the public to help with the ongoing vaccination efforts?
Yes, and we have had a lot of support from the community. We have a program called the Medical Reserve Corps, which is a volunteer base that helps with all types of public health programs and initiatives, specifically has played an integral role with our clinics. So we have many volunteers that we already had as part of the Medical Reserve Corps that we pulled from, and we've had many people that have been reaching out to the health department asking how they can assist. So we provide them with that information on how they can enroll to become part of the Medical Reserve Corps and then utilize them in future clinics.
Where can people go to get more information from the Health Bureau or to sign up for vaccines when eligible?
The best is to go to the City of Bethlehem website at www.bethlehem-pa.gov. If you go onto the city's website, there's a big COVID link, and that contains all the information regarding COVID data, COVID vaccine information. Ideally, what we would like to do is every Friday, the plan is to release appointments for that following week based on vaccine supply. Hopefully, in the next few weeks, we'll be able to move forward with pushing appointments out every Friday and allowing people to register.
Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
just stressing patients. I understand that everybody wants the vaccine who is eligible and they want it now. We're trying to do the best that we can, you know, speaking for my health department as well as the health networks in the Lehigh Valley. We're doing everything we can to get the vaccine out as soon as it comes in. There's just extenuating circumstances that are beyond our control. So I just appreciate the public just having patience. We're trying to work through all of these issues and get as many people vaccinated as we can.
Kristen Wenrick is the director of the Bethlehem Health Bureau. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us. I would like to thank Vicki Kistler and Kristen Wenrick for making time for WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and for both the Allentown and Bethlehem Health Bureau's efforts to keep our community healthy, safe, and well-informed. For WDIY News, I'm Sarit Lashinsky.